Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 7. From the lion's den to the angel's den. Thirsty. Vindication. So, the king commanded to take Daniel out of the den. No sign of having been hurt. Nothing at all. Another king commands something else. In verse 24, he commanded that they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast him into the den of lions. And they were killed before they reached the ground. What else did King Darius do? He wrote unto all people, nations, and languages in his kingdom. He starts with, peace be multiplied unto you. Peace may be multiplied. And then, verse 26, I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men trample and fear before the God of Daniel. Imagine a Persian king. He was a heathen. And now he was a follower of the Lord of Lords. For he is the living God, steadfast forever. And his kingdom shall not be destroyed, and his dominion never unto the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works right. And he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius. Of course. So imagine this Babylonian captivity of 70 years of the Jews. Which effect? The king of Babylon became a follower of the Lord of Lords. And then it goes over to the next kingdom, the Persians. And the king, he becomes a follower of the Lord. Imagine, what a mission trip of Daniel. Two kings. And then if we go on to the book of Ezra, we discover the next Persian king, because soon afterwards Darius the Mede died at the age of 62. And then Cyrus took over the kingdom, and he discovered the Lord of the hosts as well. So through Daniel, three kings, and famous kings, three kings discovered the true God through Daniel. Daniel was a slave. He was taken captive. And he stayed in captivity forever. But he climbed to the top positions in these kingdoms. And because of the top positions, he was in relationship with the king, of course, because of his position. And he wasn't just shy and doing everything that the king is pleased. He talked to these kings, telling them about the true God. Therefore, Nebuchadnezzar knew that the fourth man in the fireplace must be Jesus. Therefore, Daniel, when he was put into the lion's den, the last words of the king, your God will deliver you. He has a knowledge about this God. And this is really great, isn't it?